It was a 10-hour plane trip to Washington for the seriously wounded Colonel Ihor Gordichuk and his wife, Tatiana.
So how was therapy yesterday?
But just a day after his arrival at Walter Reed Medical Center, he was already doing the exercises necessary for his rehabilitation process.
I feel much stronger now. I even can do physical exercises for a few hours in a row.
Okay, I'm going to come behind.
This is not his first visit to the United States. Gordichuk learned English and was educated at the U.S. Military Academy.
Wonderful. This is the best I've seen you walk today. Is it just for the camera?
Physical therapist Jessica Goodine helps a lot of veterans go through the rehab process. But she says the Ukrainian colonel's willpower has genuinely impressed her.
He's a delight to work with. From day one, he's been sarcastic and funny with me. He's able to make jokes and in light of the situation. However, he's incredibly determined to get back his function and be able to get back to the Ukraine and help his people. He's motivated beyond belief. He's the type of patient I actually have to pull back to the right.
Gordichuk was wounded in August while leading a Ukrainian special forces squad behind separatist rebel lines. When finally forced to retreat, they came under fire from a Grad multiple rocket launcher.
The shrapnel from the multiple launch rocket hit me here in the neck. It was the end of the helmet at that place, so my neck wasn't protected, and that's how everything happened.
The rebels left the badly wounded colonel bleeding on the battlefield in the summer heat for 2 days. They expected he would not live for more than a few hours. His wife, Tatiana, believes his strong character and will to live saved his life.
Of course, our path to rehabilitation won't be short. The rehab is very difficult because he had very bad symptoms and the inflammation in his head. But thanks to doctors and God and my husband's strong character, we were able to go through this, and now we're alive.
1, 2, 3.
Tatiana is also military, a senior member of the Ukrainian Special Forces. She says her husband had little confidence in her ability as a soldier at first, but that changed once she proved herself. Now, both of them know they have to work together very hard to get back to a normal life.
The doctors told me my traumas are too bad, and that is why it'll take me almost 2 years to get back to a normal life. But in order to start at least walking independently, as I dream, well, I have to spend around 1 year practicing and learning how to walk again.
Gordichuk has one more operation to undergo and will then continue rehabilitation. He says he believes God will help him. In fact, he's confident it was his faith that saved him on the battlefield when he seemingly had no chance to stay alive. For that reason, one of the first things he did when he came to Walter Reed was to meet with a priest. And when he felt a little better, he asked to be taken to a nearby Ukrainian Orthodox cathedral.
Yeah.
Here I am, and I think that I am good proof that faith can help you in life when you basically have no chance.
The prior at St. Andrew's Cathedral, Volodymyr Shzelak, recalls their first meeting.
I
think our conversation with Ihor actually gave me more than I could give him. This guy can teach us a lot with regards of what does it mean to be devoted, to love your motherland, and to value the freedom.
Gordichuk shares his thoughts with congregation members about the situation on the front lines and in Ukraine in general. He also shares his determination to continue serving his country. He understands he will never be able to fight the way he did before the injury, but he says he definitely has something to teach the future generation of Ukrainian officers. For writer Tatiana Kharchenko, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.